Hey, it's Thursday. That means it's time for Thesis Thursday. Thesis Thursday is a program where we invite our friends from the University of Arizona to come on the air with us. I ask them some questions like, what are you working on in school? What are your plans for the future? And we even talk a little bit about music. Joining me today is Kevin Vo. Hi, Kevin.
Hey, Bridget. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing okay. I'm getting through the core.
Absolutely. Me too.
You're studying food in the brain.
Yes, we are studying, you know, different neurons that affect feeding behaviors and actually how they're related to emotional states, because I think feeding is kind of related to our emotions and how we're feeling that day. So we're actually looking at a specific set of neurons in a part of our brain called the central amygdala. It's actually a part of the brain classically known for affecting fear behaviors and anxiety. So it's pretty surprising when people found that this part of the brain is actually also kind of regulating metabolism and our feeding behaviors. How we kind of look into these neurons is we implant these little optic fibers and into the areas that we're trying to target. And these specific set of neurons are actually marked with a tag that allows us to manipulate them with a specific wavelength of light. So we can kind of see what behaviors are affected when we turn a specific part of the brain on and when we turn a part of the brain off, depending on what we're trying to do.
How do you turn parts of the brain on and off?
We inject like a virus inside this area of the brain. It causes the neurons to express a certain kind of protein. So when we shine a light on this protein that they're expressing, channels open and certain things rush in, certain things rush out. Like they just kind of take these chemical signals and that's how they fire, or that's how they kind of know to shut up. This light is able to open this protein that we kind of put into the cell ourselves. And that's how we kind of manipulate them to turn on or off.
That's some next level stuff right there, Kevin.
Yeah, it's really cool.
Why are you studying it though?
A lot of genetic disorders or even mood behavior, feeding disorders are kind of all linked. People with issues with obesity or with anorexia, a lot of times have co-diagnoses with anxiety and depression. And we're even looking at certain syndromes like Prader-Willis syndrome. And that's kind of like a genetic disorder. It leads to them always being hungry. So maybe if we could understand the parts of the brain that make them stop eating or just kind of control the ending of eating, then we could help people that are suffering from these different disorders and diseases.
Kevin, what's it like for you going to the U of A during this unprecedented time of this coronavirus era?
Being at the U of A is definitely kind of interesting during the pandemic. We're doing a lot of Zoom calls and trying to stay in touch as much as we can. I know a lot of people are kind of going stir crazy at home, so it's good to have that interaction, but definitely more time to kind of, you know, focus on work because you're always at home.
What's the state of the research lab right now?
We do have a lot of at-home work, luckily, that we can do, looking at videos and, you know, analyzing their behaviors, or even just different programs that some of the grad students have written up and they kind of send it to us, allowing us to kind of look at their data. But I know a lot of the grad students are in the lab still and still working. So that's really cool.
Science keeps moving forward.
Yeah, definitely.
What are your plans for the future?
I'm actually graduating here in May, online graduating anyways. I'm going to be applying to medical school. It's been a goal and dream of mine since I was a little kid. I was always interested in something like primary care, so working with kids and, you know, doing pediatrics or doing like emergency medicine and kind of being more frontline. But I'm trying to keep my options open as well.
That's a good philosophy of life right there.
Absolutely.
Do you ever listen to music?
I do listen to music. I like a lot of Cage the Elephant. They've been a big favorite of mine since I was 15, 16 years old. But I go all the way to something like Daniel Caesar or a little bit more hip-hop, electronic music. I think I listen to a lot of different things.
So you keep your ears open.
Definitely, especially when it comes to music.
Music is kind of the same with science in that the more you learn, the more you realize that there's just so much left to discover.
It's funny that you make that analogy from music to science, because now that we're talking about it, it's kind of cool to see, like, you know, people kind of specialize in their science. And I feel like a lot of people like to specialize in their music and the kind of music they like to listen to. Just like someone who truly loves science will understand a lot of it and all of it and try to appreciate every aspect of music.
Kevin, thank you so much for joining us today. Really appreciated getting a chance to talk to you.
Of course. Thank you for having me. And it was really fun. And I really had a great time doing this opportunity.
Thesis Thursdays is produced right here at KXCI Tucson with generous support from our listeners. For more information about this and other programs, visit kxci.org.